Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, box beef prices seem to have run out of upward momentum as much of the demand for Labor Day has been filled, and some demand may have been destroyed due to the rapid rise. Choice cuts declined 69 cents, with select cuts down $1.21. This put pressure on cattle futures Wednesday, even though the cash market was not thoroughly tested. The anticipation is for cash to move $2 higher this week as cash trade is being pushed to the latter half of the week. Smaller show lists in Texas and Kansas may provide feedlots more leverage. Hog futures have been riding a roller coaster over the past couple of weeks. This leaves the market searching for direction, keeping it sideways. Cash has been similar in its movement, with price on the National Direct Afternoon Report down 71 cents yesterday. The October contract seems to not want to stray very far from the chart gap remaining above, but still has not been able to garner sufficient buying interest to close that gap. Cutout prices continue to suffer, keeping a leash on upside futures potential. Saturday hog slaughter is estimated at 118,000 head. December Kansas City wheat about 5.5 cents higher early today, making a bid for a higher weekly close after what's been a quiet week so far. Wheat is also getting help from Europe, where December milling wheat is slightly higher early today. Thursday's weather map shows scattered showers in North Dakota, but there's not much standing in the way of the remaining spring wheat harvest. December Minneapolis wheat's trading about 3 cents higher early today. December corn is down 3.25 cents early, slightly below its 100-day average of $5.55, but also reluctant to follow through on Friday's lower close and technical breakout. From a technical and seasonal view, it's surprising corn is not trading lower, as there were over 432,000 non-commercial positions on the long side of the market as of January 17th. November soybeans are trading down 5 cents early today, staying below their 100-day average at $13.51. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Livestock futures: October live cattle down $1.40 yesterday, 130.30. December down $1.12, 136.27. September feeder cattle down 62 cents, 165.15. October down 95 cents, 169.27. October hogs down $1.77 at 88.75. On the grain futures yesterday at the close, September Kansas City wheat down 2.25, 702. December down 2.25, 715. Chicago wheat September down 6.75, 711.25. December down 6.75 at 725.5. September corn up 6.75 at 551.25. December up 6.5, 551.75. September soybeans up 9 cents, 13.46. September up a penny, 13.32.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.